Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, February 28th. I'm Trinae Nuri for The Wall Street Journal. Ceasefire talks in the Russia-Ukraine crisis have begun, with a delegation led by Ukraine's defense minister meeting with Russian officials at the Ukrainian border with Belarus. The talks come on the fifth day of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian forces are facing fierce resistance. They've struggled to make headway in most of the country and failed to take any of Ukraine's major cities. Russia is also facing mounting economic sanctions from other nations. In the latest such move, Japan said it would sanction Russia's central bank, as well as the president of Belarus, because of the help Belarus has given to Russia during the invasion. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks opened lower and oil prices jumped as investors adjust to the latest developments in Europe and consider how it might affect the Federal Reserve's plan to raise interest rates. By late morning, the Dow was down 350 points, or more than 1%. And Estee Lauder has fired a senior executive, John Dempsey, after he posted a meme on his personal Instagram account that contained a racial slur and a joke about COVID-19. Dempsey apologized last week, calling the meme racist and saying he was, quote, terribly sorry and deeply ashamed. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.